This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Of all the countries hit by Sunday's tsunami, Sri Lanka's losses are among the highest known so far. That island is one of 10 nations struck by walls of water on a sunny Sunday morning. We should warn that, as with any disaster, the death totals are likely to change. But as of today, authorities estimate that more than 12,000 people were killed in Sri Lanka alone. Many thousands more have died all along the shorelines of the Indian Ocean. Many of these victims were children who were least able to fend for themselves when the water levels rose. There's more devastation in India, and thousands of people were killed in and around the Indian city of Madras. Reporter Laura Womack is in that city and joins us now. And Laura, why was the devastation so serious where you are?
Well, the southeast coast of India was also, like Sri Lanka, in the direct line of the tidal wave, the tsunami that came from Sumatra across the Bay of Bengal. So the state where I am, Madras, is in the state of Tamil Nadu, and we're just north of Sri Lanka here. Sri Lanka is really just a few skipping stone islands away from southeast India, so it was quite heavily hit here as well.
What are some of the stories that you're hearing as you begin your reporting there?
The worst hit area in Tamil Nadu is in the very southern part of the state near the tip of India. A place called Nagapattinam is the home of a very famous Christian shrine, and it's a popular pilgrimage site. And that makes the timing of the tsunami, which struck the day after Christmas, particularly bad, as many pilgrims were visiting the area. They and small stall owners selling souvenirs, holy items, and tea were all washed away. And not only does that increase the death toll, but it makes identifying all of the victims that much harder, since local authorities don't know who many of them are.
And the area where you are, is this one of the areas where the beaches have, in effect, been turned into open-air mortuaries to deal with so many dead?
That has been the description we've been having, but the government has been working very hard to remove those bodies. So they're very concerned about the possibility of disease. The longer corpses remained exposed, it's extremely hot here. And today the sun is shining gloriously. So the government has been digging mass graves with bulldozers. But in the area we were talking about, Nagapattinam, the water penetrated a half mile or more into low-lying villages and washed some of those villages completely away. It will take some time for the water to go down there, and as it does, bodies are being left behind on the beach and more are washing in from the sea. So as hard as they're working to clear the beaches, the recovery effort is an ongoing effort.
Laura, you're in a major city there. Is that city actually up and functioning today?
It is. The beach is obviously a recovering disaster area, but Chennai, Madras, as it was formerly called, is a major city. People have business that they need to take care of and get on with. And so this vast city inland from the coast is at work, bustling. People are in the streets going about their daily business.
Reporter Laura Womack is in the Indian coastal city of Chennai, formerly known as Madras. Thanks very much.
Thank you.